have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this second half as they are tied up with Nelson at 27-all. Bombers will be moving left to right for these next two quarters. Well, actually, we're just still waiting on the officials, but now they're coming out on the floor. Just using every minute of that break, every second of that break they possibly can. So Colton Peters will clear the inbound pass from the far sideline. I think we're about ready to get back underway. Peters will inbound it to Benton. And in the backcourt, he'll walk it across the timeline. We are back underway. Benton dribbles into the frontcourt, throws over to Peters on the right side, up top to Cruz, over to Benton on the left. Finding Jones up for the alley-oop pass, good. Matt Jones with his first 2 points of the night. And that is actually, I believe, the ninth lead change of the night. Here is Fulton with it on the left side. Now up top it goes. Now we're on the right side to Marion McFadden. He gets the layup good. And we're not at backup. Fifth tie of the night, 29 apiece. 7:15 left in the third quarter. Benton into the front court, goes over to Gilbert on the left wing, up top to Cruz. Now he'll give it to Benton on the right. Benton dribbles up between the circles, picks up his dribble, finds Jones. Jones going back for another layup. A little strong, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Cruz, and it will be Nelson's basketball with 6:57 left to play in the third quarter. Bombers and Raiders knotted up at 29. Here's Fulton into the front court for Nelson. Ball goes over on the right side to Hamilton. Back up top to Fulton. He'll take the screen from Kane, dribbled into the left corner, pull up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound controlled by Jones, and back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert will give it to Benton, who will cross the timeline with it and set the offense. Ben throws it down to Peters in the right, on the right wing, up top to Cruz, over to Ben on the left side, up top to Gilbert, over to Cruz on the right. He's going to pull up for another three-pointer. No good. A rebound knocked around, controlled by Fulton, and back come the Raiders. Fulton quickly into the lane, going up for the layup. He's going to be fouled on his way up, and two shots coming up for Kevin Fulton with a chance to give the Raiders the lead back with 6:07 left of the third quarter. Colton Peters picks up his third personal foul. He fouled number one here in the second half against the Bombers. So Kevin Fulton at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 3 with 4 points. First shot is up and good. 10th lead change of the night. So Peter's going to check out of the game with his third foul, and he's going to be replaced by Hunter Beshears. Fulton with one more free throw. Second shot is up and good. He gets both. He now has 6 points. 31-29, Raiders on top. A little over 6 minutes left of the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the right side. Now takes a screen from Cruz, and a reaching foul on Kevin Fulton. That is his first personnel foul, team foul number one, against Nelson. So Mountain Home will inbound on the near sideline with 5:56 left of the third quarter. He gets into Gilbert. Now Benton has on the right wing, throws up top to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the left side near the corner. Now he's going to dribble it down more toward the corner. Pull up for the jumper, good. Wyatt Gilbert now with 9 points. Sixth tie of the night, 31-all our score. Here is Fulton into the front court. He has it on the right side. Down in the corner, it goes to Moore. Now back up to, I'm sorry, that was McFadden. Now it goes to Moore. Now Fulton has it once again. Up top to Hamilton. Back to Fulton. He'll set the offense. Ball goes on the right side to Hamilton. Up top to Kane. Over on the left side to Moore. I'm sorry, to McFadden. Now Moore has up at the top. He'll take the screen, pull up for the three-pointer, misses everything. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Sinai's basketball with 5:08 left to play in the third quarter. Barnes with a chance to get the lead back. We're tied at 31. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. Full-court man for the Raiders. Now they're going to strip back, to the half-court man. Gilbert across the timeline. Drills to the right, side. Finds Jones on the in the paint, going up for the layup. No good. Rebounds knocked around. The ball goes out of bounds. Well, what happened there was Moore threw it off the leg of Jones. It goes out of bounds, and it was a good heads-up play by Moore. It goes out of bounds, and so Nelson will get it back with 4:51 left out of the third quarter. We're tied at 31 apiece. Fulton into the front court, throws over to Hamilton on the right side. Back up top to Fulton. He'll take the screen from Kane, dribble to the left side. Now try to give it to Kane. Passes well wide of him. It goes out of bounds as Nelson's fifth turnover tonight. Nelson will get it back with 4:28 left of the third quarter and a chance to take the lead back. Gilbert takes an inbound pass from Ben, and he'll walk it across the timeline. Gilbert drills to the left side, gives it there to Bashirs on the wing. Bashirs drills up to the top. His pass to Gilbert, knocked away by Fulton. It goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Mount Temple inbounded with 4:14 left of the third quarter. Here is Bashirs triggering the inbound pass right in front of the Mount Temple bench. He'll get into Gilbert on the wing. Gilbert takes the screen from Jones. Now, try to give it to Jones. Pass was knocked away, stolen by Kane. He took back, back quickly the other way. And McFadden going into the lane for the layup. And Mount Holmes going to take the timeout. We'll break with 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Nelson leading Mount Holmes 33-31. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
All right, it is Mount Holmes with the ball coming out of their timeout as they trail Nelson 33-31 with 4 minutes left of the third quarter. It's a turnover by Mount Holmes there. It led to the layup by McFadden. And back the other way, Cruz going up for the jumper on the left corner, no good. Rebound to Nelson, quickly back the other way. Cortez Hamilton with the layup, good. Here is Gilbert into the front court. It's a four-point Nelson lead now, 35-31, with less than 3.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here is Bashirs with the ball on the left wing. That ball goes up top to Cruz. Down to Benton in the paint. Now back out to Bashirs. His three-pointer on the left wing, no good. Long rebound, chased down by Fulton. He's quickly back the other way, giving it to Hamilton for another layup, good. Well, Cortez Hamilton with two quick layups. And all of a sudden, it is a three-possession lead for Nelson. 37-31, our score with, I'm sorry, that's actually two-possession, with 3 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Dribbles to the right wing, throws up top to Benton. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Finds Cruz down on the low block. He's going up for the jumper. Shot was blocked by Kane. He comes up with the ball, throwing it to Hamilton, who's back the other way. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Well, Cortez Hamilton, three quick layups, and the last one's going to Now, on the last one, now he gets to go to the line for the old-fashioned three. Callum Benn picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two, against the Bombers here in the second half. Benn's going to come out of the game, being replaced by Colton Peters. So, a three-point play for opportunity for Hamilton. He gets the free throw, and it's now a 9-point lead for Nelson with 2:39 left. It is 40-31, Raiders on top. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing. Finds Bashirs near the corner. Now out to Jones. His pass to Cruz, mishandled. Now he gives it out to Peters. Back over to Cruz on the right wing. Now to Gilbert, who will reset the offense. Now Cruz has it on the right wing. Goes up top to Peters. Peters is going to be called for the travel. Seventh turnover against Mountain Home. 2:13 left to play. And Nelson a chance to go up double digits on this next possession. All of a sudden, they are on quite a run right now. A 9-0, as a matter of fact. Here's Bolton into the front court, drills to the right left wing, throws it up top to Kane. And a foul away from the ball on Mountain Home with 2 minutes left. That is on Colton Peters. That is his fourth personal foul, team foul number three, against the Bombers here in the second half. So with 2 minutes left of the third quarter, it is going to be Hamilton inbounding it on the baseline. Gets it in to Fulton on the right corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Fulton. He gets the foul to go. And this time, Mount Home gets the board. Back come the Bombers. Wyatt Gilbert into the front court. Drills to the right side. Baylor Cristelius will check in for Mount Home in the next available time. He will give it to Peters. Peters dribbling towards the free throw line. Now goes back up to the top. Gives it there to Jones. Over to Gilbert near the left corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Hamilton. He'll get into the front court to McFadden. Now back up top to Hamilton. Hamilton's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but he'll draw contact and head to the free throw line. Or are they going to call out on the floor? Nope. Yep, they are going to call out on the shot. That is Colton Peters, and he's already done for the night. Colton Peters is going to foul out this game with no points and still plenty of time. So Peters will take a seat for the rest of the game, and Jones is going to join him on the bench for now as Baylor Cecilius checks back in. And so does Hunter Bashirs. The Cortez Hamilton at the free throw line, where so far he's 1 of 1 with 9 points. First free throw up, no good. One more chance to make Nelson's lead at double digits. Hamilton's second shot is up, and he gets second, 1 of 2 on this trip. He now has 10 points. 41-31 our score. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throws it up top to Cruz, over to Benn on the left side. Benn's going down towards the lane, kicks out to Bashirs in the right corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer, no good. Rebound knocked around, and a control by Benn. Mountain Home will keep possession with 1 minute left of the third quarter. 10-point Raider lead. Gilbert takes a screen from Cruz, going into the lane, going to put up the fadeaway jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Cruz. He goes back up with it, and good. 13 points for Luke Cruz. Nelson's lead cut back to 8 with 44 seconds left of the third quarter. Fulton just dribbling near the inside the half-court line. Nelson looks like may hold for the last shot of the quarter. Fulton still dribbling, 22 seconds left. Now he dribbles a little more between the circles, 15 seconds. 10 seconds, ball goes over on the left side of Hamilton, back up top to Fulton, 7 seconds. Fulton going into the lane for the layup. No good. Rebound knocked around. And they're finally controlled by Kane, but he loses the handle of it. And that's but no time is left on the clock, so the third quarter is going to come to an end. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home trailing Nettleton 41-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not bank guarantee and may lose value.